neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
See, Eliezer, he found a remedy. So what did he do? Start praying to Ribono Shel Olam for soulmate for Yitzhak Avinu Alav Shalom. So now we see, all of a sudden, it says that Vehine Rivka Yotzet. So now, the first question that is asked, what type of zechut Eliezer had that his tefillah was accepted?
He was praying for someone else.
Very nice. He prayed for somebody else. But he was not, benefited. Of course, he had in mind to give his daughter to Yitzhak Avinu. But here, Rabbeinu Chaim HaKadosh explains, he received a mishabarach from Avraham Alav Shalom. So Avraham Alav Shalom told him, "Who yishlach malacho lefanecha?" Avraham Alav Shalom told him, "Don't worry, you know the angel that protected me, and he's gonna go in front of you and help you." So first of all, we see here mishabarach works. So Avraham Avinu Alav Shalom gave barakah to Eliezer, so this tefillah went through. So now, just imagine somebody is looking for a soulmate for a zivug. So where would you like to meet the zivug? What would be the proper place?
By the
road. Yeah? Yeah, really?
No.
But Knesset?
By the river.
No, how can you tell that this girl is really Eshet Chayil? How can you say?
If she's sitting in your
Bet Knesset. Yeah, okay. So if you find her in Bet Knesset, no? So you see that, she's Senua, she come to Bet Knesset, no? She's modest, you know. But if you find somebody by the well, does that show that she's really a Eshet Chayil? Does it?
No, the well.
By the Be'er?
No, it's not.
Yeah?
No.
Huh?
Not sure.
So,
why not?
How Eliezer?
How is the bear? What's wrong with the bear?
Who goes to the bear? Who's the shepherd anyway?
The man.
So what happened is a little girl, you know, is with the cattle.
He goes over there because if you see the girl goes out of his way to take water home, that means she's the right kind of person.
I know, but this is not a good sign.
But she's 3 years old.
That's even worse.
Why? The only thing we have to see whether she got the chokhmah or not in order to handle someone, because at 3 years old.
I know, but that means if she's only 3 years old, that means she ran away from the house. Right? She should stay home, play with her toys, you know, with some book.
Different 3 years old than that.
No, but the whole story is very strange. How could it be Eliezer, he puts in such a tefillah, and she comes out, and then she says, she's the one. But this is not the right place. It's not a good sign.
What do you do with the place?
No?
You read the tefillah, Hashem brings you anywhere that you are when you
get sent. No, that's the point. No, you estimate people where they go. Where do they hang around? No? Yes. What time of day? What time of night? You know, they go out.
It don't depend on the people. It depends on your tefillah.
I know, but let's say if somebody goes out at 2 o'clock in the morning, comes back home at 6 o'clock in the morning, goes on the street and runs around, so what does it show? So here, all of a sudden, Ibrahim Veno just comes out. Where? But, you know.
But he wants to. He asked for her to be at the well, so it's going to be a sign for him. So he actually drew her to the well. It was a sign for him. It wasn't that she came out to the well. He asked to see a sign that if she is going to come.
So what does it mean?
That she, he drew her.
She didn't know the way?
Huh?
She didn't know the way? She didn't know the way?
Well, she knew the way.
So what do you mean? Rabbeinu Tzadok HaKohen says an unbelievable point. He says, Chas v'shalom, chalila v'chas, you think of Rabbeinu like that, to appear in such a place, Chas v'shalom. Here, we see a very, very powerful point here. He says that Eliezer, when he prayed to Ribbono Shel Olam, he says, Hashem Elokei Adoni Abraham, Hagrena lefanai hayom. What does it mean? Hagrena lefanai hayom. So Harav Sarah Cohen explains, this was the first time in Rivka Imenu's life to come out of the house. She never came out of the house. That by accident. Through the tefillah of Eliezer, he pulled her out for the first time. And that was the proof that she's the one. So Harav says that we see the koach of tefillah that Eliezer injected to make sure this is the one. Unless, let's say you walk in and you see, oh, there's a girl by the bear. Where all the shepherds are? Well, you even consider her as the wife of Yitzhak Avinu? Chas v'shalom. What's she doing here? But here, when he requested, Hagrena lefanai, hayom. What does it mean? He pulled her out for the first time. Milashon, that let it happen. Yeah. And that's what exactly took place.
So Eliezer prayed before also like that, or this is the first time he prayed?
Eliezer? No, we know Eliezer from background when Avraham Avinu Alav Shalom went to Milchama with the four kings. It says that he took 318 people. But 380 people is the exact number of Eliezer. So that means it was only him and Eliezer.
But it was tefillah. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So you see, Eliezer is a koach of tefillah. And it's very interesting.
So the first time you say Arena, Kadosh Baruch Hu
gives. Right, right. If you add Yeush, Yeush means, what does Yeush mean?
Give up. Dispiration. Despair.
No,
depressed. No. Dispiration. To lose hope. It's exactly 317. Yeah. So Yeush is 317. Eliezer is 318. That means what? That people that they are hopeless because they forget that Eli Ezer, that Hashem is my Ezer. That's what happened to them. That's why they're hopeless. And that's what exactly the whole point here is. That Chas v'Shalom, don't ever lose hope. And you have to be tachon that in a matter of keheref ayin, Yeshua is going to come. Hashem Yisakenu, B'Zken Yisrael Yeshua, B'Sorot Tovot B'Zal Hashem.
Koila Nishomote, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koila Nishomo, Nishomo Sheli. Koila Nishomote, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koila Nishomo, Nishomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.